This is The Naked Scientist with Chris, Kat and Dave. We're taking your science questions. The email address, chris@thenakedscientist.com. Soren's on the phone. Hi, Soren.
Hi, Chris.
Welcome to The Naked Scientist. What can we do for you?
Well, last week on The Naked Scientist, you said that we have been walking the way we do today for the last 1 to 1.5 million years. Why do we see so relatively many with arthritis in their hips and their knees? It's not rare that you meet people who've had major surgery in their knees or their hips today. Hasn't evolution caught up with us yet after 1 to 1.5 million years, or is it due to changes in our lifestyle? Was it different 50 to 60 years ago when our average lifespan was relatively the same as it is today? I'm a research physiotherapist myself, and of course I do see these patients a lot in my clinic, but I tend to believe that there is an increase in the number of cases. Is that correct?
Hi, Soren. Yeah, it's a good question. You know, why haven't we evolved out of getting diseases like arthritis? Why hasn't that gone away? Why hasn't evolution given us better cartilage? And the answer is that Dave kind of hinted at this earlier, which is it's all down to having children. And if something stops you having children, then the genes that cause that something will be removed from the population, and genes that help you to have children or stay healthy long enough to have children will be enriched in the population. Now, since arthritis is really a disease of older age, doesn't tend to come on until you're in your 60s. I think 100% of people age 60 have some degree of arthritis, but it's not till you're a bit older than that even that you tend to have, unless you have occupational problems or joint damage already, that you need major surgery. But the reality is that because arthritis doesn't stop you having children, the genes that might make you have an increased risk of it don't get removed from the population. And as a result, we all have the same risk of arthritis. It's a bit like going bald. Because most people don't go bald until they've had, well after they've had children, as a result, we haven't removed that gene from the population. So there's lots of men who've got male pattern baldness. I reckon most of us are at risk of that. But it's a great question. Thank you, Soren.